$2 million. Ms. McCroskey always notes at every single RFAB meeting that this is because of judicious use of the funds. There were some one-time windfalls and really, really careful management that led to that amount. But that's what's available at this point. We kind of group them into sections. One big group of projects that we get annually is our fishing events. There are 8 here, all of which are ongoing projects. We do these annually. Some of these are quite large. That last one there with the Portsmouth English Club is over 600 children served annually. All total, there's well over 1,000 participants, whether it be children, whether it be adults with disabilities. There's a lot of really good work that gets done here, and staff is involved in several of these as well. We had one access project, and that's a dredging project in Northumberland County at Lodge Landing Public Boat Ramp. They have a problem with sedimentation right now at the end of their boat ramp, keeping boats from being able to utilize it, going on the Atcomica River. The board did also recommend funding unanimously on this one, but they did ask that we have an extra provision written in the checklist. That's in your packet, but this is really standard for any of our construction or access projects, just that they maintain the funding, and that was just in response to, I mean, they maintain the 4-foot mean low water at that location so that they wouldn't need to come back and ask for funding at a different time. Then we have 3 research projects. You've probably already, I think we mentioned these already, all of which are dealing with cobia. And all were recommended. Only one of them wasn't unanimous. Part of this, Vince has come together with us at all of our meetings and said that all the investigators would work together. And this, even though there's 3 separate projects here, that they're planning on sort of making a cooperative effort here in the next year or two on cobia. And that part of that is to have a stakeholder focus group. They're going to try to work heavily with the recreational fishing industry as a whole, whether it be people who have a lot of citations, our taggers, our clubs, all of that, gather as much information as possible. And then one thing that the RFAB requested of them is to do an overall executive summary in layman's terms that could really be sort of disseminated to the average public. People could understand exactly what was going on with the data here. And they want that summary sort of overarching for all of this research that was requested.
Questions from the commission? Thank you, Alicia. Oh, Mr. Seathart.
I'm not quite familiar with what the scope of what this advisory board could do, but does this advisory board have the authority, like we had this discussion about the sailboat and other type of restrictions, not restrictions, but water hazards that as such as removed in boats. Is this something this fund could pay for?
I'm not sure I understand the question.
All right, so that sailboat we had today,
yeah.
And not specific to that, but that's a good example. You got a hazard of navigation there. You got a sunken boat in the water, navigable waterways. Is this fund, is it allowed to take and spend its funds to remove stuff like that?
Yeah. No, this is money that's raised through the sale of recreational licenses.
I have the code section here if you'd like me to read it.
If you would, please.
So this is section 28.2-302.3 about the Recreational Fishing Development Fund, and I'll skip toward the administration. The fund shall be administered by the commission to be used solely for the purposes of conserving and enhancing finfish species taken by recreational anglers, enforcing the provisions of, includes all of our provisions, and regulations promulgated thereunder, improving recreational fishing opportunities, administering the Virginia Saltwater Sport Fishing Tournament Certificates Program, obtaining necessary data and conducting research for fisheries management, and creating or restoring habitat for species taken by recreational fishermen. So those are all listed as specific uses.
And there is a process where proposals are made to the RFAB, and they go through a process, and they make recommendations, and we're kind of the oversight of that kind of thing. So the answer, could they just say, hey, yeah, we're going to move this boat? No. Where is that boat we're talking about? What locality was that at?
Moxley's Creek up in...
So whatever community that is, if they could come that county or whatever, it could come toward before the RFAB with a proposal to use the license money for that, and they would have to have a reason. This will improve angler access to this, blah, 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 for this reason kind of thing, and then they would go through that kind of thing. But the RFAB doesn't start.
Initiate.
There you go. Thank you, educated man. Initiate these types of things. But that would be, that's never been done, a project like that. But you'd have to couch it in a way that it was benefiting to recreational fishermen. And so I think there's a way you could do it, but it would be like a county would come forward, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that would be a bit of an uphill climb.
Yeah.
Mr. France.
Yeah, who does this evaluation? And the reason I'm asking why is Northumberland County Dredging Lodge Landing Public Boat Ramp. I know I've used this ramp several times every year, spring, summer, and fall, and, I mean, for like 10 years. And I really don't see any difference in it at all.
The county did the original proposal and showed pictures of that sort of bar sedimentation dry during certain conditions. As far as the evaluations, every project goes out for some kind of peer review. Those are typically kept confidential. And we did get, you know, that was also in the peer review saying, yes, this is a definite problem, particularly for larger boats. It's a combination of the sedimentation and the drop-off at the end. I guess there's been a lot of complaints about trailers and other equipment being damaged with that drop-off and just lack of access, particularly in larger vessels.
Yeah, that would be the one thing I would see there is when you get to the end of the ramp, it drops off. It's not filled in.
And then there's a bar. They're showing, we saw pictures, and then DGIF also confirmed that they've noticed a bar there as well that's kept some anglers from accessing the site.
Any other questions?
Move to accept staff recommendation.
One second.
Oh, God.
Jump the gun here. This is a public hearing.
Yeah, and we do have one public comment, and I'll distribute this.
Yeah, if you would, that'd be great.
Man, I was trying to be quick.
That was your place.
Yeah.
This is a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter, either pro or con? I think we got it in writing from you, Mr. Link, as it is. So, okay. Is there anybody else who wishes to testify on this matter?
Oh, this is him.
Yeah.
he made his comment in writing.
Seeing no other persons wanting to testify here, the public hearing is closed. Matters before the commission for discussion and action. Commission operates on motions.
Oh, now my motion?
Now you can make your motion.
Okay, I move to accept RFAB and staff recommendations.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Neal, second by Mrs. Kellum here, accept staff recommendations. Any discussion? Call a question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you all.